I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So welcome back to the show, our buddy, the great Walt Williams, the Wiz. Walt, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
Doing all right. And the playoffs, first of all, you never played for a championship. You never won, and I'm not trying to rub it in, by the way. And I was good at Nerf basketball.
Like,
yeah, I was good at Nerf basketball. But when you played for Miami and you played the Bulls in 96, I mean, they were arguably the greatest team in the history of the NBA. And you were playing for Pat Riley, one of the great coaches in the history of the league. What's a mindset like for a team that's decided underdogs going into a series? And, you know, how do you try to galvanize the team and, you know, try to spring the upset?
Well, internally, you don't feed into that. So you don't go into the game believing that you're the underdog. You feel that you have your best chance to win, especially when, you know, you're playing for a coach like Pat Riley, that the preparation is there. And so you have a game plan, and you're working that game plan, and ultimately what you're doing is installing the confidence that if you execute this game plan, you're going to come out with a victory. So with that being said, I think coming into games, you know, you feel confident that you can execute the game plan, and that'll get you a victory. So you don't feed into the outside noise and who's the underdog and all of that stuff. So you ultimately got to play it out on the floor, and it'll be decided there. So you go into the game with confidence, feeling that you have just as good a chance as your opponent.
Now, you mentioned the executing the game plan. So the question now is, what was Philly's game plan last night? They got back in the series, winning two in a row. James Harden dropped 30-plus in game four. They just kind of got rolled over last night. Is this a question of Philly not being prepared? I mean, I'm sure we have to give Miami credit. They are the number one seed, making their necessary adjustments.
Well, yeah, you know, Miami, they have a lot of depth, and you know, some games they're not going to be shooting. They don't shoot the ball well, and you saw that in games three and games four. They did not shoot the ball well. Philly took advantage of that. The crowd got into it, and they fed off of that. All of those things led to the fact of how the Sixers pulled out the win. But now you go back to Miami, and you know, the guys, the others, they feel more comfortable at home. Not as much pressure on the road. Some guys get affected by, you know, playing on the road and people screaming at them and things of that nature, and they feel more comfortable when they're in an environment with people cheering for them. So you know, the others, those guys, sometimes they feel more comfortable at home, and they're able to get into a rhythm, and that's what happened. You know, a lot of guys were hitting outside shots for the Heat. It was coming from everywhere, and so when they can shoot the ball like that, they are arguably one of the best teams in the league, if not the.
Hey, Walt, when you look at James Harden now, what do you see? Because he doesn't look like he's got the burst and explosiveness, you know, that he had at one time. When you look at, what does your eye tell you?
Well, I think I'm in a minority, man. I am a James Harden fan, man. I believe that he's an effective player. I think when you look at a guy like you look at that list of, I saw a list the other day of about maybe five, six, seven guys who have been in the playoffs in these past 8 years, and James Harden was one of them. And he's arguably the only one on that list that is a go-to guy that you rely on to get buckets and to win games for you. The only other one on that list that's arguably in that position is CP3. But you know, and so I think that gives you an insight in how he approaches the game, James Harden, and the effect he has on his teammates, how he can elevate other players. I think people looked at just him just scoring 50 and 60 points and relegating him to a scorer. But the greatness of his game is he has a mentality of being a pass first player and still capable of getting 50 and 60 points. And so, Philly doesn't require him to score like that. And also, I just don't think that he has the quickness that he once had in order to get by guys as easy. And when you have that type of quickness to get by guys, now you are in a position where you can create space easier to get off your jump shot as well. So, you know, he's getting older. He's getting a little bit more slower. He's getting a little less athletic. And you know, hey, that's what happens in the normal cycle. So yep. He's going through that process. But, you know, he has a guy like Embiid that he's playing with that is an absolute dominant player. So, you know, he's a guy who you can feed off of and kind of make the game an easier process going through him.
Now, Walt, I'll tell you what, the Bucks-Celtics is an entertaining physical series. What's your impression of that series, and who do you think comes out of it?
Oh, man, that is just – that game changes from game to game. You know, that first game, I thought that going into that first game, I thought that the Bucks needed Middleton in order to have a chance. And then you see that first game and how dominant Giannis was and how the others were able to feed off of him and hit shots. And Drew Holiday had moments when he was able to take over the game. But then the next game, you know, Jaylen Brown was a bit more healthier from coming back off his injury. And, you know, they started to take control. And so I think ultimately I go back to my original thought that without Middleton, it's going to be a struggle for the Bucks to get through or get past the Celtics. So I think that the Celtics will get past the Bucks and Giannis because I just think, you know, Tatum, Brown, Horford, Smart. I mean, they just have a lot of guys, White, who can come out there and be that X factor in the game. So I think when you take away Middleton, the second best scorer on the team, I think now you elevate Drew to that position, and then who replaces Drew? I don't think they have that in their personnel.
Walt Williams joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking NBA playoffs, Memphis, Golden State. Warriors trying to close it out for the Grizzlies there. And Ja Morant, the injury, I mean, the reach from Jordan Poole, triggered things, and it could have been the banging of the knees. Your impressions of that play and – since it looks like Ja's done, are they done?
Well, that play was just, you know, it just happens. You know, guys are competing out there. It wasn't any intent or dirty play, in my opinion. You know, you're just out there scrapping, trying to get loose balls, trying to, you know, stop guys from scoring and doing what you can out there. So, you know, I just think that was just competition and a freakish accident happened there. But, you know, you got to take your hat off to Memphis. They played well. They played well enough to win. In that last game, unfortunately, they couldn't pull it out. And I think that when you're down 3-1, and you don't have your star player in Ja Morant, it's just, you know, I can't see them winning another. That was their chance, and I don't know if they can duplicate what they did. And also, I don't think that Golden State will miss that many threes. You know, I think Clay, I don't even think he hit any of his threes last night. So you can't anticipate that happening again. You got to anticipate the Warriors will be a better offensive team tonight as opposed to the last game. So to me, I think it's over.
All right, well, before we let you roll, we mentioned the playoffs and you played in them a few times. You made it to the conference finals twice, once with Portland, once with Dallas, lost to the Spurs both times. What was the best team you have ever played on?
Well, needless to say, I do not like the Spurs, man.
I got you.
So I think
you got
that,
Duncan.
You know, that's a tough one right there. You know, that Dallas team had a Dirt and a Whiskey, Steve Nash, Mike Finley, Nick Van Exel. You know, I think we got off to a 14-15-0 start, one of the best in the history of the league. And so that was a very talented team. But also that Portland Trailblazer team, we had a lot of depth. That team was very tough, not only physically but mentally as well. And, you know, that was one team that I was on that That team, we intimidated teams at times coming into games. And so that was the only team that I ever remember playing on where you could see a certain look on the opposition team's face before the game even started, like they felt like they didn't have a chance. So, you know, that Portland team, we were – it's tough to pick between those two. They both were had their where they separated themselves in certain circumstances.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Thanks, Walt.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.